There's a few this morning there. Well, anyway, good morning to you. Just very briefly then. Yesterday in Manchester, we had some traffic lights. Pedestrian phase came, the green man appears in the box there these days, and he used to cut for it. It's down there now these days. Anyway, the green man appeared, so I got ready to walk across the road, but I noticed on a bicycle, I think it was a student. I won't be unkind, it may not have been, but anyway, I think it was a student. On his bicycle. And what do you think happened? The red light for the road, green for the pedestrian, but I didn't walk across the road. Why do you think? Why do you think I didn't, Molly? I just had a feeling about the cyclist, you see, that he was not going to stop. He had that look about him as though, I don't stop for red traffic lights and things like that. And I can weave in and out of pedestrians, I'm sure, without any problem at all. And that's exactly what he then did. So I stood there because he sailed past me and sailed across the junction there. And on he went. Red light. Didn't listen, didn't look at that, didn't bother with that at all. And pedestrians, they just have to get out the way or wait until he'd passed. And on he went. Anybody stop him? Anybody stopped him? I don't think anybody did. I didn't rush out and perform a citizen's arrest or something like that, or brandish the highway code at him and tell him this contravene whichever regulation there. No, he sailed on, and I expect he might well on his way to his lectures today, presuming he's a student there, have done it again. Does it perhaps every day, comes up to that junction there and decides if it's the pedestrian phase, no matter, I've got my bike here, I'll just sail on through. Nobody's ever stopped me. Nobody's ever caught me. Well, what a little picture there to us of people of the world who think that they can just ignore God. Nothing will happen. Nothing will catch up with them. Nobody's there waiting for them to stop them or grab them by the scruff of their neck or something like that and say, you've broken the law. You've disobeyed. And the more that people do it, in a sense, the more confident they get, as we were thinking a little bit about that a few weeks ago. Well, that's him. He needs to learn the highway code a bit better. There's the fact there. For the people of the world, for us all, we need to understand God's ways a bit better. And to know that, well, we might seem, inverted commas, to get away with it, as this young fellow did on his bicycle there yesterday. Might seem to have got away with it. Nobody came after him. No punishment. I doubt that in a few days' time there's a letter there from Greater Manchester Police telling him he did this, that, and here's a photograph and he better pay a fine now or else. I doubt very much that that has happened. And people think, well, there we are. There's no judgment. There's no penalty for us. We can just carry on the way that we are. Except you can't and won't. Because one day there is a reckoning. One day there is. And everything, and more serious things I've just been speaking about there, but all of the things that we have done, gone on in our heads, happening in our hearts, there's a reckoning for them. Recorded and known, every particular detail of our lives. In many ways, that is absolutely shocking, isn't it, to think that that's the record, actually, that God has of us. And he's not thinking, oh, well, I'll let them off that, or there was nobody watching, nobody there, no policeman right on the junction to say, right, you stop, young man, and to take his address and all the rest of it there. But God, his eyes are always upon us. He never sleeps. So let's be wise in how we live. Let's be wise in what we do, even when we think, as this young lad there, well, nobody's going to stop me. There's no policeman here. There's no CCTV camera trained on me. I'll just sail through here. But he'll perhaps himself one day find that maybe there is a policeman there when he's not expecting it. But even if not, for us, there's always that fact that God sees everything, knows everything. One day, if we haven't repented and sought forgiveness for those things, the whole record sheet is there waiting to be read out to us. What a day of shame that would be. So let that not be your experience then, but find Christ today for your refuge and your strength. So we'll sing our next hymn, shall we? 764, 764, when we walk with the Lord.